Chapter 5, Home vs. Nightlife. He took a long look at the girl coming the other way. This was not the woman who came out of her house in the morning. Her hair was disheveled, her shoulders slumped, her glasses were halfway down her nose, but she couldn't push them with her finger because she had a load of shopping bags in her hands. The laptop hanging from her arm made walking even more difficult. But for some reason, everyone was looking at her from behind. She was neither beautiful nor ugly. Callie could not understand the source of this interest. As she passed, he soon realized why. Her skirt was tucked into her stockings. This was probably after she had been in and out of the toilet. Her bottom was exposed like a pumpkin. The people on the street couldn't help but laugh. He alternated between seducing her and warning her. But the situation was awkward. So he came up with a plan. He waited until she approached him. Then suddenly, like a firecracker, he passed right in front of her. Scared, Matilda screamed and dropped her shopping bags. As Matilda bent down to pick them up, Callie, this time passing behind her like a firecracker, jumped and managed to straighten her skirt. Matilda screamed a second time. The operation was complete. Matilda looked left and right, she couldn't see anyone. She didn't understand what had happened to her, what was going on in front of her and behind her. She picked up her bags from the floor and walked to the door of the flat where she lived. When she arrived, a pair of eyes were staring at her. A smile spread across Matilda's face.
"Who the hell are you?"
she asked. Callie pretended to startle at first. Then he began to walk around Matilda's feet. Pat knew that every time she came home from work, Matilda was half an hour ahead of her. She usually found her in the kitchen, cooking. This time, the kitchen was empty. She looked into the living room and saw two bare feet hanging from the sofa. Matilda was talking to herself.
"Oh my dear, you're so sweet. Give me a kiss. It's so nice to touch you."
"Oh, Matilda must have gone mad, or is that a man?"
thought Pat. She walked slowly towards the sofa in the living room and saw Matilda and the cat on her lap.
"What's that?"
she asked in surprise. Callie had conquered the first castle, but the second was a little more difficult. Matilda and Pat's neighbor from the upper floor leaned his glass against the ground wall, trying to make sense of the fight downstairs.
"She's going to sleep with me."
"No, he's sleeping in my bed tonight."
The neighbor was stunned. Was a man the cause of the fight in this house which was always calm and quiet? Callie hadn't expected the adoption to be so easy. Pat and Matilda tossed a coin and Matilda won. But she loved her sister, so she decided to share.
"I'll get up earlier in the morning, I'll leave him in your room before I leave, and you can sleep together for a while."
Callie was already purring. Callie woke in the middle of the night to the sound of rattling. Had it started to rain? When he went to the window, he saw that they were small stones. It was Sambla downstairs. Without waking Matilda, he quietly slipped out from under the blanket, stepped through the window and slid down through the rain pipe.
"First of all, bravo, they've taken you in. Congratulations. You're an inborn talent."
Callie didn't seem to want to leave the peace of Matilda's warm bed just yet. The young woman had given him a massage before falling asleep.
"What's the rush? We should have slept a little longer,"
he thought to himself. He knew he would never say that out loud to a Kittelfdora agent.
"You've had enough sleep. Every moment in this world is urgent,"
Sambla said. Callie was surprised.
"I didn't say anything."
"I heard you. You said, we should have slept a little more. Not exactly what I expected from one of our most successful agents. Don't get too comfortable. Nights are important to us. We usually carry out operations while people are asleep. We have to be back before they wake up in the morning. Remember, you were sent here on a mission."
Callie was surprised at first. He knew that he would lose some of his abilities when they crossed from Kittelfdora to Earth, but he discovered that he would gain new ones. Callie, who had never had telepathic power before, realized that on Earth he could send messages to other cats. Callie and Sambla left.
"Where are we going?"
"You'll see soon,"
Sambla replied mysteriously. They entered a building site. They heard some kind music from afar and at the same time some meowling sounds that sounded like melodies. As they passed from the ground floor to the basement, he noticed that the colors green, red, orange and blue were mixing, growing and catching his eye. They had arrived at the cat disco. They went to the bar. Sambla asked the bartender some questions. The second bartender approached Callie.
You must be new here, I can't remember seeing you before.
I'm from out of town.
Callie replied. The bartender held out a glass of weed and asked.
Catnip?
Callie didn't know what it was, but he took the glass so as not to be labeled as an amateur. He looked left and right to see how other cats were using it. He drank the whole glass in the same way. Suddenly the pace seemed to slow. The cats on the dance floor seemed to be moving in slow motion. He tried to dance on two legs, but he could not keep his balance. The passing cats laughed at Callie's situation, commenting that he must have had too much to drink.
Let's get out of here.
Sambla said. After 5 minutes he jumped up with an unbearable feeling of being awake. Sambla had poured a bucket of water over his head. Callie hated the feeling of being wet. Sambla looked at him.
Lesson one in the world. Never, never eat or drink catnip. It's intoxicating. Anyway, now listen. This is what I found out from the bartender. Kremlet came to the cat disco 2 nights ago. He asked questions about a cat. He showed him a picture. He couldn't get an answer, but one of the cats directed him to the fish market in the harbor. In case someone there knew. If you feel better, now let's go. We don't have a minute to spare.
Let's go.
Callie said, still a little dizzy and already embarrassed.